friendship would keep you company.
Soul to Soul with Chipo Chama.
Sundays at 11 a.m.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema calls for value addition in mining sector. Opposition GPZ questions lack of price reductions despite economic gains. And successive cyclone puts children at risk in Madagascar. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamuno. President Hakainde Hichilema has stressed the need for Zambia to move away from exporting raw materials in the mining sector and instead focus on exporting finished products through value addition. The president said exporting value-added mineral products is more lucrative than exporting raw materials as it allows the country to maximize revenue and create more jobs. Speaking at State House in Lusaka today, when Rebecca Greenspan, Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, paid a courtesy call on him, President Hichilema emphasized the need for Zambia to transform the way it conducts business in the mining sector to fully benefit from its mineral resources. President Hichilema said Zambia is therefore calling on the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development to provide technical expertise on how best the country can develop value chains in the sector and ensure that value is added to the raw materials it mines. He added that discussions with UNCTAD are focused on promoting value addition, strengthening processing capacity, growing the economy, and increasing national revenue through enhanced mineral beneficiation.
On the mining sector, value addition, you are our beloved friend, and we want to see ascension quickly. We don't want to talk about this thing and talk and keep attending conferences, the Secretary General. And yet, you know, the mining industry can't feel the benefit of the mineral endowments that we have. And I'm sure you know that now the African continent has awakened. I'm just from the AU, and we're speaking one language now, that we cannot continue exporting raw materials for centuries. We cannot, and we will not, and we don't want those discussions that lead us into that.
The Consumer Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has welcomed Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority's ZICTA statement that it will take action against mobile network providers over continued poor service delivery. This follows ZICTA's announcement that it will soon implement visible measures against mobile service providers due to persistent poor network qualities across the country. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said, it is unfortunate that consumers continue to experience frequent core disruptions and unreliable network services. Mr. Kamuti expressed concern that poor network connectivity is not only affecting voice calls, but is also negatively impacting businesses, particularly mobile money operators, who rely heavily on stable network systems to function effectively. Consumers should not be subjected to such poor services when they are paying for them, said Mr. Kamuti. He has since called on government authorities to establish the root cause of the continued poor service provision by mobile network operators, especially at a time when the country is receiving relatively stable electricity supply, which had previously been cited as a contributing factor during the load shedding period. CRAZ has urged regulators to ensure that service providers are held accountable and that consumers receive value for the services they pay for.
Honestly speaking, Airtel and MTN, they need a proper competitor, other networks which can do better than what they are doing. Vodacom is worldwide, it's the best We have, if you go to Tanzania, we have a number of these networks. There are about 5 or 10 in numbers. Here we only have 2. If Zamtel and Z-Mobile, they are existing, no one knows about them.
Opposition Golden Party of Zambia President Jackson Silavwe has questioned why recent economic gains, including a reduction in inflation and the appreciation of the Zambian kwacha, have not translated into lower prices of essential commodities on the market. Mr. Silavwe said if the current positive economic indicators are genuine, there should have been a significant reduction in the cost of goods and services. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Silavwe noted that the appreciation of the kwacha should have led to a substantial reduction in fuel prices, which in turn would lower the cost of goods on the market. With the reduction in inflation and improved performance of the kwacha, prices of goods and services should have come down, said Mr. Silavwe. He alleged that the perceived positive economic trends risk being labelled if they do not translate into tangible benefits for the ordinary citizens through reduced prices of essential commodities and services.
So where is that economic activity that you are saying that we are doing well? Where is it coming from? Not for Lama Glasa Kulusana, we can't see them. Irkwi say in economy
Hwin. Because we've been waiting for the trickle effect. Any economist will tell you that for the people, if you wait for this model, which we've been waiting for 62 years, I mean, for more than 60 years, is that the economy has to be growing between 7 and 10%. I think you know that. Zambia's economy is growing below 3%. These institutions that you have mentioned, they are possessed by numbers. They don't care how many people suffer in your country.
A mental health specialist under the Ministry of Health, Gabriel Lungu, has called on the civil service to adopt deliberate policies that integrate mental health services into workplaces, warning that failure to address psychological well-being is affecting productivity, service delivery, and in some cases, leading to suicide. Mr. Lungu says many civil servants are struggling silently with financial mismanagement, economic stress, and challenges in balancing work and personal life. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lungu noted that some public workers fail to effectively manage their finances, while others are overwhelmed by the current economic pressures. Some workers are failing to cope with economic stress. Others are failing to balance between work and life, and in the process, they don't find room to seek help either from peers within the civil service or from outside, said Mr. Lungu. He stressed that it is time for the civil service to place greater value on its human resource if it is to achieve its institutional goals. Mr. Lungu has appealed to civil service authorities to ensure that each department deliberately establishes mental health services within workplaces that will enable employees to access counseling and psychosocial support without stigma or fear of discrimination.
In the civil service sector, it should be a routine that there are programs that aim to empower and capacity build people on mental health services, so that we maximize those potentials of seeking help. Whenever someone is experiencing a problem, they should be free to seek help. And it's also an appeal, I think, to the civil service, that each department or each ministry, each civil service sector, deliberately establishes mental services within.
In African news, at least 6,000 children have been displaced and nearly 29,000 are unable to attend school in the aftermath of Cyclone Gazan, which struck eastern Madagascar on 10 February with winds exceeding 200 km per hour. The second cyclone to hit the country in just 2 weeks, Gazan has affected more than 270,000 people and displaced over 16,000, according to preliminary reports, many of them children. In the hardest hit Tomasina, which is Madagascar's second largest city and main port, damaged and destroyed homes have forced families into overcrowded shelters, exposing thousands of children to protection risks such as family separation, violence and exploitation, and psychological trauma. Coming up shortly, third round of Russia-Ukraine talks starts in Geneva as strikes continue. Listen for more. Stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should